Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend John Warlow back on the show. John's been a great member of our Brain Trust. We've known him a long time. The founder of the Value Builder System, author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. And I knew him when he was running his own business, and he sold out and got the American dream, although he's from Canada, so I guess maybe that's the Canadian dream. He's our good friend, John Warlow. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Do you guys have the Canadian dream, John?
We sure do. It's to come to Florida where it's warm right now. It's cold here in Toronto.
I see. Hey, John, it's good to have you back. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was I wanted you to share with my audience some of the research you've done on the psychographics of ownership. You've identified three different types of a business owner. Can you share those with us?
Yeah, let me give you a little context first. So we have a thing called Value Builder where people come and answer a set of questions about the company and
right.
give them a value on their business. And what we've seen is that they fall into these three psychographic profiles. Psychographics is the study of motivations, right? And so we've discovered they fall into these three profiles, what we call mountain climbers, who are motivated by growth, freedom fighters motivated by independence, and craftspeople motivated by mastery. And so that's fascinating how they approach their exits based on all, you know, the way they think as entrepreneurs.
Say those again.
Yeah, mountain climbers motivated by growth. They want to grow, you know, the top line of their business. Think Jeff Bezos. Think, you know, the guys out of Google. Freedom fighters are motivated by independence. So they're really about, you know, they want to get rid of their boss. They want to decide how to work, who to work for, what projects to do. They don't want to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then craftspeople are motivated by mastery, meaning they take great pride in their last project. Think of an electrician or a massage therapist.
And they're more likely to not grow their business as much. More lifestyle businesses.
That's exactly right. Think of lifestyle businesses. Exactly right. Mountain climbers, freedom fighters tend to hire employees to do the work, whereas craftspeople generally do the work themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why do we need to break? Why is it important to break it down into these three segments?
Well, I think as an entrepreneur, what you want to know is which of the three you fall into,
mm-hmm.
Because that really helps inform how you go about building your company. If you're a mountain climber, for example, and you really want to grow your top line and revenue of your business, you've got to get comfortable with the idea that eventually you're going to have other partners at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going to have maybe an employee you've got to give a bit of equity to, or you maybe get an angel investor, or if you're a big company, a private equity company, or venture capital starts to invest in your business. But essentially, you've got to get comfortable with giving up a little bit of independence in return for growth. When we look at these very large companies, again, Google, Nike, they've all given up equity along the way in
right.
order to their growth, and you've got to get comfortable with that. Whereas if you're a freedom fighter and you know who you are, that you just don't like having a boss, you don't like people telling you what to do,
right.
the last thing you want to do is give up equity, because that really is essentially...
And you're more likely to grow your business organically and with debt.
With a bit of debt, a bit of bank debt, exactly, Jim, and keeping 100% of the equity yourself.
Yep.
Now, you're going to grow a smaller business, but it's going to be 100% of a smaller pie.
Well, a person a freedom fighter, unlike a mountain climber, a freedom fighter imagines being, even if they imagine their business becoming very big, they imagine themselves running that business 20 years from now when it gets big. Whereas a mountain climber imagines selling out and letting somebody else run it in 5 or 10 years.
That's exactly right. Mountain climbers tend to be both portfolio and serial entrepreneurs. The portfolio entrepreneurs, you've heard the term serial entrepreneurs, meaning they've run lots of companies over their lifetime. Portfolio entrepreneurs mean they run more than one business simultaneously. Think of Elon Musk.
Right.
Right? He's got SpaceX. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got Tesla. Right. He's got another, he's founding, he's creating the Hyperloop. I mean, he's got lots of things on the go. That's a portfolio entrepreneur. Very, very much more likely to be a mountain climber.
Rare birds, too.
Yeah, but again, it's really important to have the self-awareness as to who you are, right? Because the last thing you want to do as a freedom flyer is to give up equity. Or the last thing you want to do is hold on to all the equity if you're a mountain climber, right? Because you're going to stifle your growth. So it's important to know who you are.
Well, and it's also important to recognize that whatever you decide that you are, that's just fine.
Absolutely.
Don't let anybody look down their nose at you because you're one or the other. And they have a different attitude, especially if you're a lifestyle business owner. God bless you, everyone. Quick break, right back with John Warlow. We got more to come on this topic. Fascinating. We always get smarter when John Warlow joins us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.